A robot being developed at Carnegie Mellon University has evolved into something of a multi-legged, modular, mechanical snake. It will slither over rugged surfaces and explore its surroundings. Sounds a little scary. VOA's George Putich has been following the story and joins us here in the studio. Welcome, George.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you. Well, tell us about this thing.
I have to go back a little bit. Scientists at Carnegie Mellon University have been experimenting with the snake-like robots for a while. It started when they noticed that the Sidewinder rattlesnake
lives in
Texas has a very peculiar way and very efficient way of moving over sand. And they studied the snakes at the Atlanta Zoo.
It kind of goes sideways and lifts its body up in the air as it moves.
Correct. And they tried to emulate it with machine. So after a lot of experimenting, they finally designed a machine that can move like a rattlesnake. And you can only imagine how useful such a machine could be. Exploring crevices, moving under rubble, you know, search and rescue operations, maybe nuclear power plants. And it's still in development, but it looks great. And maybe I should try to explain how it looks.
Yes,
if you imagine your wrist, right, is very movable, right? And imagine if you could attach several wrists
together.
To each other together and control them with a remote control, such a device could be very, very useful, right? So this is how the snake moves. And now the next stage of development, they realize that if they take six short snakes and attach them to a box and create sort of an insect, right? That could also be useful because all of those legs are very movable. They're independent of each other, but can be controlled. So, you know, the experimenting is going on, and it's just, you know, where your imagination leads you.
Yes. I presume this would have a camera on it or several cameras?
Yes, yes. The head of the snake, as they call it, has a camera and lights, of course.
It must be very sturdy if it's going to do
all
this.
It's very sturdy. It can be thrown about and it can easily recover. It does not have sort of up or down, you know, the snake can be turned any way and can be still moving. The only downside of this robot is that it has to trail a cable with controls and, of course, power.
Well, maybe one day they'll get over that hurdle, too, and be able to have it without it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, you just mentioned it might be used for going to disaster sites. Could you tell us a little bit more about how they could use it?
Yes. Actually, they tested their snake robot in an abandoned, never-used nuclear plant in Austria.
Oh.
And the snake went into it's very good going over obstacles and around corners. So the snake went full 18 meters, which is a lot, you know, into some pipes that were all twisted, and it came out fine. And when it was inside, it sent excellent video of the surroundings. So, you know, it's obvious that it can be very useful sometimes.
Well, it's really, really interesting.
It is.
Well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Anytime.
That's reporter George Putich right here in our Washington studios.